pressure again. Three-step drop, fade route, right side. Champ's going to be there. Champ's got the football.
He's been the face of the Denver defense for 10 years. He will eventually be in the Broncos Ring of Fame and Pro Football's Hall of Fame. But this season, he won't be a Bronco. The team released 15-year veteran Champ Bailey Thursday, ending a decade-long tenure that included 34 interceptions and 8 Pro Bowls. Bailey was a leader on the field. He was a leader inside this Denver locker room and a steward in the community during his time here in Denver. And as far as roster decisions go, this one was one of the toughest.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, what he's meant to this community, to this franchise. I know to me personally, you know, the guy's a consummate pro. No doubt a first, you know, ballot Hall of Famer. I can't thank the guy enough for what he did for me and really the whole time here, what he's done for the Denver Broncos.
It was tough, but I'll tell you what, he handled it like a champ. He's a guy that, he handled it the way I expected him to, with class and dignity. And, you know, he's been in this league long enough to know that, these tough decisions have to be made on a part of the organization. And so he understood. But he's still going to see what's out there and see what opportunities are out there, which I don't blame him. But we're gonna miss a guy like this. And he did so much for this organization that we can't thank him enough.
When you got here, you hired Coach Fox, and then Champ's contract, the first one you really worked on. Why was it important then to make sure he was still here for a couple more years?
Well, I think that was, what he meant to the Broncos at that point in time and where the organization was at that point in time. He was the guy that, we were going to build around, because he had been here, had been the rock for many years prior to that. So he was a guy that I felt we really had to make sure that he was going to be here. And he gave us 3 great years since then.
You spent 3 years with him, get a chance to spend that kind of time with a guy like Champ. What are you going to miss most about having him around and working with him during the season?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I mean, I know it's going to be a big void. And, he was very instrumental in giving me the rundown of the team, the franchise and, how the inner workings were and, the personnel. So, it'll be a huge void and, he'll definitely be missed.
You've been around so many players throughout your coaching career. The fact that a guy like Champ was able to do this at this level for this long, what does that say about him as a player and what his coach and his teammates meant to him?
Well, it's a tremendous career. And, he's going to try to go on and play, and I wish him nothing but the best. Right. But, for us to be a 12-time Pro Bowler, a great performer, a great person, and, a guy very willing to give back and been, a stalwart in our community.
A move like this, what does it mean heading in to 2014 and building that championship team you talked about as you get ready for next season?
Well, I think that it is a tough part of the year, but it's also the exciting part of the year, because you feel like you're doing things that hopefully make you a better football team. And I think that, we had a tremendous year last year, obviously the disappointing in the Super Bowl, but this is now the time that we get to really, in free agency, look and see what's out there and really try to make our football team better. So as hard as it is, it's also the exciting time of year, because we have a chance to get better.